www.thebigblueprophecy.com.
Hey, I'm glad you're here with us today. If you're in person or for those watching online or watching later online, glad that you're with us either way. And our theme this morning is God loves kids. So I wore my brightest, most colorful, most kid-like shirt that I had this morning. All right, so I know normally I'm in a suit and tie, but today, no, just kidding, never in a suit and tie, but we go with the t-shirt today, so bright, that's the color. It was either this or lime green, and I wasn't sure, so I went with the pink, because, you know, switch it up a little bit. All right, so, gonna need some help here. I'm going to ask you, what are some fun things that kids like to do? Now, I'm not looking for you to shout out all the answers, but I do need you to give me a cheer if it's something that you like to do. Okay? And adults, you can participate too. You can cheer with this. Okay? So here's how it's going to work. Give me a cheer if something that you like to do is play games. Yeah. All right. Okay. That's pretty good. So, funny story, I had a hard time finding a picture of a bunch of kids actually playing a board game of some kind, because when I typed in kids playing games, almost every picture looked like this next one, right? Some kind of controller. Eli's like, yeah, that's it. That's a game. That's a game. All right, hey, it is what it is, right? So, a lot has changed over the decades, right? Right, adults, right, parents? All right, so give me a cheer if something you like to do is watch TV. Okay? All right, give me a cheer if something you like to do is dance. Bob's going to do that during our last worship song. He's cheering over there. He's looking. He's got moves. He's got moves that, anyway, yeah. He's got moves. Don't throw your back up, Bob. Yeah, okay, so dance. Give me a cheer if something you like to do is run. Okay? All right, that's cool. What about skipping? Skipping? All right. Give me a cheer if something you like to do is jump rope. All right? Or how about this? How about if you like to ride bikes? Okay, a little bit more excitement there, a little bit more. Blow bubbles. Yeah! That is the best. A couple more things. How about if you like to swim? Yeah! Yep, or play in the pool. Last one, build sandcastles. Yeah! Okay, all right. So, lots of cheering. These are some of the things that you like to do. Of course, there are things that are fun. There are things that are fun to do. Now, I'm going to ask you another question in a second. I want you to think about, do you like to do these things by yourself, or do you like to do them with other kids or with other people? Okay, so how many would say, I like to do them by myself? Now, how many would say, I like to do them with kids of all ages, right? Kids of all ages. Did you ever feel left out of something? Right? Like maybe a bunch of other kids were doing something fun and they didn't invite you? Or maybe some people decided to play a game and you didn't get picked to play? I know what that's like. I remember when I was in, 80 years ago, no, not quite, but when I was in third and fourth grade, at recess, everyone would want to play basketball. Sometimes it was other sports, but you couldn't go out in the grass when it was muddy and wet to play football because they didn't want you coming in wet and muddy. So basketball was kind of the thing, and we would only play with 10 people. Well, I was number 11 or number 12, so I didn't get picked very much. And I ended up for a while, I would just be the referee, right? I'd be out there if the ball went out of bounds, and I'd be that way. Trying to make it fun, but the fact is it was disappointing, right? Because I didn't want to be the referee. I wanted to play, right? So eventually I just started doing other things at recess with other people. Remember another time, this was when I was an adult, but Megan was about the same age, my daughter Megan, and most of you know Megan. She got invited to a birthday party, and it was for a friend of hers. We didn't know the family that well. We knew the girl that she was invited to, but we didn't know the parents and the mom. So they got invited over, and then all of a sudden, I guess the mom decided she wanted to take the kids to the salon where she worked and dye their hair. That was our reaction, okay? So we're tracking here. So Megan, actually being, you know, the responsible kid that she is in second grade, calls us and says, "Hey, Mom, is it okay if I, like, get my hair dyed or some streaks or something? Because we're all going over there for the party." And we're like, "Yeah, we don't know. We don't really know the mom. We don't know what you're going to do. Let's say no." But we just said, "Hey, when they're ready to go, if they're ready to leave and..." And we drove over to the house to pick her up, and we get there. It wasn't far away, and it wasn't very long, but we get there, and Megan is sitting on the front porch, and nobody else is home, right? So the mom just left her on the front porch all alone in second grade in a strange neighborhood, piled everybody else up into their van, and went to go get their hair dyed. Now, as a parent, you let that one sit a little bit. And that one Ten Commandment about thou shalt not murder, right? That felt like a challenge. Like, what in the world are you doing? Like, just clueless. And, of course, Megan was crushed because it felt terrible to be left out. In the story that we're reading today, a whole group of kids, maybe the same number of kids or people that are here today, they were being left out, right? They were being kept from. So we've got a story from the Bible that we're going to read about today, and we have a friend who is going to help us read it. So Dee Dee, come on up. She's going to read it for us. Let's give her a big hand as she comes up. Come on, right over here. And I'm going to hold the microphone so everyone can hear it, okay? Okay.
Mark 10:13-16. One day some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth. Anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." He took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them.
Good job. Thank you. I don't know if you noticed something in there, but it was the first thing that jumped out to me, especially thinking of some of the other story I just read. Jesus got angry when the disciples didn't let the kids come to him. He got angry. Right now, the disciples, they were his closest followers, right? They should have known better than that, but they didn't. They didn't. They tried to shush them. They tried to keep them out of Jesus' hair. They told the parents, stop letting your kids bug Jesus. And it made Jesus kind of mad. It made him mad. Verse 14 said, when Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. And I want you to think about this. This isn't like a big key idea of this morning. There's one of those coming. But this is just something that I thought was a pretty good point. Jesus got angry when kids got left out. Jesus got angry when kids got left out. He wants every kid, and that means kids of all ages, to come to him. He wants every kid to know him. He wants every kid to be friends with him. Like if someone tries to stop that from happening, he gets mad. He gets angry. So Jesus got angry when kids got left out. You know what? I think there's a reason that he gets angry, that he got angry. Because in Jesus' life, he knew what it felt like to be left out, to be left all alone. And so he understands how we feel. Lots of people didn't believe who Jesus was, that he was the Son of God. Even though he did all these miracles and had these great teachings and was this kind, perfect man, they didn't believe that he was God's own son. A lot of people don't believe in him today. The Bible says he's like knocking on the door of like the door of our heart, and he wants to come inside. But a lot of people leave him outside and won't let him in. So he understands what it feels like. He understands that it hurts to be left out. Being left out feels terrible. But here's the thing, when we feel left out in any circumstance, we can go to Jesus. Right? Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Like even if a newborn's mom would somehow forget about her little baby, which that should never happen, right? But Jesus says, even if that would happen, I'm not going to forget about you. I won't abandon you. And so here's our big idea for this morning, that if there's one thing we can take away from this passage, Jesus will always be there for us no matter what. Right? Jesus will always be there for us no matter what. Can we say that together? Jesus will always be there for us no matter what. Let's say that a little bit stronger, a little bit louder, okay? Ready? Jesus will always be there for us no matter what. So if we're sad, Jesus will always be there for us, no matter what. When we're glad, Jesus will always be there for us, no matter what. Even when we're mad, you can see the rhyme, right? Jesus will always be there for us, no matter what. Or even when we've been bad, Jesus will always be there for us, no matter what. God loves us incredibly. Jesus loves us incredibly. And so we want to take a moment this morning to sing another song of worship if the team wants to come back up. And this song is called Reckless Love. And I think at the heart of it is this very idea that Jesus loves us so much, he's always going to be there for us. He always wants us to come to him. But more importantly, no matter where we're at, he's always chasing us down. He's trying to get to us. He loves us so much that he's not going to give up on us. And he cares about us so deeply. All right, so I'm going to invite you for this next couple of moments just to where you're at. Sing along as Bob and the team lead us in this song called Reckless Love. So, what was our key idea? Jesus will always be there for us, no matter what, right? Now let me just ask you, how many of us this morning would say that we truly believe that, right? Jesus will always be there for us, no matter what, right? It's true. And it's sometimes hard to embrace. It's sometimes hard to believe, but it's true. He wants to be there for us. Now, to wrap things up in the message, I want to talk to the adults, the older kids, for a moment, but it really still applies for everyone. But here's the thing. Jesus goes a step further in this passage that we read. Like, not only does he tell the disciples to let the children come to him, but he says the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these little children. Right? That means if we don't be like them, then we'll never get into the kingdom. Right? Now, when you talk about being like children, I don't think he's talking about the, you know, the situations where you've got the self-centered, temper tantrum throwing, get my own way kind of kid. Or at least not that moment of that kid. But there are aspects of children that are significant that he wants us to have, that we would be curious about God, that we would be teachable, that we would be mild-tempered, that we would be humble, that we would be free from prejudice and not so stubborn. And he's saying, look, if you adults want to be a part of my kingdom, you have to give up your ambitious aims. You have to give up your earthly contests. And you have to imitate the simple, unworldly ways of little children. So, as I was writing those words and thinking about those words, many of the things that we talked about this summer came to mind. Right? Like, God loves meekness. Right? This gentleness of spirit. God loves humility. God loves impartiality. God loves kindness. God loves obedience. God loves compassion. And I think so many of those qualities that we talked about that God loves are qualities that are kind of included in the bigger picture of today's big theme, that God loves children. And that's often a part of what children can be like. God loves kids. So as adults, are we willing to step outside our adult skin and run with Jesus? Are we willing to step outside our adult skin and skip with Jesus? To blow bubbles with Jesus? Are we willing to get down in the sand and build sandcastles with Jesus? Because he wants us to. He wants us to give him our hearts. He wants us to be like little children. Because God loves kids. And one of the things that he wants us to do as his kids is to worship like kids. So we are going to have an opportunity in the next few minutes to do that. Now, we're going to do some of our kids' songs this morning, so everybody gets to participate. This is one of those up on your feet and clapping and, hey, maybe dancing, that sort of thing, doing some motions. And so Becca and Riley are going to help me with this if they want to come up. But I also need, before we do that, I kind of need a volunteer to kind of pass some little shakers around, right? Because we should make some noise. Come on up here. Yep, come on up. We got to make sure the kids get one first, the little kids, but then everybody else can take one if there's enough left. Okay, come quick. Run up and get it. Pass them out. We got to pass them out really fast while we get ready for these songs. So these are going to be some songs that you're probably pretty familiar with, and we want to encourage you to sing along.
Thanks for listening to the podcast of the Portico Church in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. You can find out more about our church at porticocommunity.com.